The road of recovery is the road of life. In the first chapter of this book, I introduced you to a patient named Bill, whom I met over 30 years ago at the VA. Bill became one of my longtime patient teachers, and our relationship is also the story of my evolution of trauma treatment. Bill had served as a medic in Vietnam in 1967 to 1971, and after he returned, he tried to use the skills he had learned in the Army by working in a burn unit in a local hospital. Nursing kept him frazzled, explosive, and on edge, but he had no idea that these problems had anything to do with what he had experienced in Vietnam. After all, the PTSD diagnosis did not yet exist, and Irish working-class guys in Boston didn't consult shrinks. His nightmares and insomnia subsided a bit after he left nursing and enrolled in a seminary to become a minister. He didn't seek help until after his first son was born in 1978. The baby's crying triggered unrelenting flashbacks in which he saw, heard, and smelled burned and mutilated children in Vietnam. He was so out of control that some of my colleagues at the VA wanted to put him in the hospital to treat what they thought was a psychosis. However, as he and I started to work together and he began to feel safe with me, he gradually opened up about what he had witnessed in Vietnam, and he slowly started to tolerate his feelings without becoming overwhelmed. This helped him to refocus on taking care of his family and on finishing his training as a minister. After 2 years, he was a pastor with his own parish, and we felt that our work was done. I had no further contact with Bill until he called me up 18 years to the day after I first met him. He was experiencing exactly the same symptoms: flashbacks, terrible nightmares, feelings that he was going crazy, that he'd had right after his baby was born. That son had just turned 18, and Bill had accompanied him to register for the draft at the same armory from which Bill himself had been shipped off to Vietnam. By then, I knew much more about treating traumatic stress, and Bill and I dealt with the specific memories of what he had seen, heard, and smelled back in Vietnam, details that he had been too scared to recall when we first met. We could now integrate these memories with EMDR so that they became stories of what happened long ago instead of instant transports into the hell of Vietnam. Once he felt more settled, he wanted to deal with his childhood, his brutal upbringing, and his guilt about having left behind his younger, schizophrenic brother when he enlisted for Vietnam, unprotected against their father's violent outbursts.